Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend with all the news you should know about. Today, the United States Small Business Administrator stops in Lackawanna County. And a sustainable farming group in Pennsylvania says they once again have a $59 million contract with the federal government after the administration tried to claw that money back. It's Friday, March 13th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Lackawanna County. Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler was in Dixon City on Thursday. She toured Krieger Pipeline with Congressman Rob Bresnahan and Dan Muser. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from the stop in Lackawanna County.
I love the smell. This is the smell I grew up in, working in my dad's machine shed. So
Loeffler's stop in the region was meant to highlight how the Trump administration's pro-growth economic agenda is driving hiring and growth on Main Street. Here's Loeffler.
Small businesses are our primary job creators in America. They create 2 out of every 3 new jobs. And that's why locally you see here, these businesses are the heartbeat of the community because they're not just hiring, but they're training. And then they're creating the economic engine that builds infrastructure and brings community and culture locally.
Butch Krieger and his son Joel Krieger showed Loeffler some of the equipment they use to install water and gas pipelines. They also discuss how Trump administration initiatives have benefited their business and their employees, including the new no tax on overtime incentive from Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Here's Joel Krieger.
If you think about it, it's a big relief not just the company, the owners, it's a relief to the employees too, because with their overtime and everything, they also get some of that back.
Loeffler also discussed deregulation and programs supported by her office to build a skilled workforce.
That was WVIA's Kat Bolas reporting. Find more on this story at WVIA.org. Statewide now, a sustainable farming group in Pennsylvania has announced the reinstatement of a $59 million contract that the federal government tried to claw back last year. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
Last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture abruptly canceled the contract to PASA Sustainable Agriculture. It had been awarded under the Biden administration to help thousands of farmers in Pennsylvania and the eastern U.S. adjust to drought, flooding, and other climate and equity issues. PASA Executive Director Hannah Kinney-Smith is thrilled the USDA money will be restored because she says farmers need it.
Things right now are downright volatile when it comes to agriculture, when it comes to markets, when it comes to trade, when it comes to the climate.
The contract no longer covers climate and equity projects, but includes conservation, business, and marketing for farms. PASA has hired back about half of the 60 employees it had to lay off last year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now, one last thing for you today. It's time for this week's Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection in Lackawanna County is unique. Low-income individuals with civil legal situations have access to free legal representation through Lackawanna Pro Bono, a nonprofit organization founded by area lawyers to help those in need. Executive Director Sylvia Hahn says the nonprofit has helped thousands of people for almost three decades. Sylvia Hahn takes the story from here.
We provide free legal representation to people who have very low incomes and who have civil legal problems in Lackawanna County. We arrange for lawyers to volunteer their professional services, and then we match them up with low-income people who would otherwise have no other way to get a lawyer.
What are some of the types of legal matters a pro bono attorney would have to address?
Among the cases are landlord-tenant cases. Most of those involve eviction, child custody, protection from abuse, debtor-creditor matters. Most of those are defending lawsuits where the other party is trying to collect money from the person who becomes our client. Our volunteers will do simple wills, powers of attorney, and health care directives. We have an advice-only program for family law called the Family Law Help Desk. Eligible clients can get about a half an hour of legal advice on a wide variety of family law issues. So I encourage any listeners who may need our services who didn't hear their type of case mentioned, I encourage them to call us and find out if it is something that we handle.
How did this all come to pass?
It actually started about 29 years ago. Three lawyers, Carlene Gallo, Robert Gownley Jr., and Jill Miller, got together and decided we needed an organization like this here in Lackawanna County. They found a model they really liked and decided that they were going to do it with the support of the Lackawanna Bar Association. A year later, the organization opened its doors.
What made you delve into this type of work?
I knew that I wanted to work with low-income people. The three lawyers who started the organization came to me and said, would you like to interview for the position? And that's how I got into that. But I didn't anticipate we would have the great response that we did have from Lackawanna County lawyers.
Is this somewhat of a rare occurrence in cities and towns, pro bono services?
I believe at this point we are only one of two standalone pro bono programs in Pennsylvania.
What is the criteria for someone to receive pro bono services?
Their income has to be very low. They can't have any significant financial assets. For most parties in legal disputes, it's going to be intimidating walking into a courtroom. But if you walk in with a lawyer, it's going to be so much easier to handle. The circumstances are going to be less intimidating. I had a woman tell me after a hearing in her case in which she was represented by a pro bono lawyer, she said, he fought for me. Here was somebody who apparently nobody had fought for before, and that meant so much to her.
How many people have you helped throughout the county?
We have matched more than 5,000 people to our attorney volunteers, and that translates into having helped more than 11,000 people.
What would you like our 22 counties to know specifically about this beautiful nonprofit service that you're offering in Lackawanna County?
Good question. It took a lot of hard work to get this organization off the ground, and any community that wants to create a program similar to ours is going to have to make a commitment. I would love to see similar programs in every county in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Very special thanks to Sylvia Hahn, Executive Director of Lackawanna Pro Bono. Hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.